Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is AJ and Dusty.
All right, listen up.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're gonna have this season
with AJ McCord.
That beer's getting better, I admit that. But you're still weak on the left side.
And Dusty Hera.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard spotted underwear, bikini style, sir.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Oh. What kind of power?
Happy Friday, everybody. This is not Dusty, who normally brings us into the show. This is AJ. You are stuck with Will and I on this Friday. It is going to be a lot of fun. AJ McCord with you. Will Darkins producing for us, as always. Dusty is off shredding the gnar, swimming with turtles, from what we've heard, out in Hawaii. So we got us today.
He's probably on a horrible plane ride right now.
I know, but we're going to will that plane quickly because let me tell you, I don't have kids.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of kids travel.
Yes.
It's nothing fun about it.
No.
I've not heard one. There's been it's never that was a great trip with the kids. It's like, we survived.
Yes, exactly.
That was the worst thing that I've ever done.
That's the first thing I thought when Dusty told us he was going to Hawaii. I was like, dude, aren't your kids under 10? And he was like, yeah, but it's no big deal. And, you know, he does that thing where he brushes it off. Yep. But I mean, you know, it's going to be hell on that flight. Now, I've had some pretty horrible experiences with kids on airplanes before. I had an experience where a kid was sick and I felt very bad for him and everything. But those feelings of empathy just quickly got shot down when he was getting carried up the aisle and he puked and a little bit of it got on my shoulder.
Oh, nasty. Yikes. I know. It's like you always have sympathy for the parents, right? Especially if it's one parent by themselves, if it's a mom by themselves, a dad by themselves. And then if they get outnumbered, like one parent to two kids, oh my gosh, put that person into sainthood and I will deal with almost everything. That's why they created noise canceling headphones. But I just feel like it is a special I'm just wishing that maybe Dusty comes back and he's like the first person that I've ever heard to break the mold and say, no, plane ride was great. Kids were perfect. No one's ears popped. No one was crying. No one was upset. We landed in Hawaii and it was perfect.
I had that when I was a kid. I had the ears popping thing.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me a lot. I have a lot more sympathy for children on airplanes. And I tried to curb the anger I have at parents. Because I'm starting to realize, I'm going to be a parent here in a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, crap.
Get ready. It's going to be great. You're going to be great. And I feel like that's, as you grow older, you have more sympathy, right? Because you have, friends who are parents. Or you just start to realize, gosh, I, have a hard time keeping myself entertained on plane rides, much less, a five-year-old.
Not only that, but, I'm a terrible, I was a really terrible kid when it came to those kind of things. I was a well-adjusted child.
Uh-huh.
You got to take my word for it here. Come on, I'm Neil Olshay.
Yes.
This thing.
All right.
You're just going to have to trust me on this one.
You don't want to go down that road.
I was a completely well-adjusted child.
Somebody get Will's parents on the line.
for when I went to things where like it required me to sit still and be okay for a few minutes, like say a movie, a plane ride, or a dinner.
A dinner.
So actually, I was a living hell most of the time.
Yeah,
as a kid.
It doesn't actually sound like you were that great of a kid.
Those are the worst.
I was the kid. This is bad. I don't know where I got this from, but I was the kid who so I loved reading. Total nerd. Like my mom used to call me Belle, like from Beauty and the Beast, because I would be the, you know, that scene in Belle where she like will run into things, or like everyone has to adjust because she's reading. She can't take, that was me. I would run into things. Exactly.
Did you have the voice of Belle?
No, gosh, no. I wish.
I haven't heard you sing yet.
Well, maybe today.
Is there
Who
a reason?
Knows? Probably.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep our listeners engaged, not like turning down their dials.
They could
be.
Who knows? Maybe you got a high C that just blows the roof off.
We'll never know. But maybe I found like you know how there's dog whistles? I don't want there to be a possibility that my particular tone of voice will draw the snakes out from under the floor of this building.
A snake siren?
Ugh, sounds awful. So anyway, it's the two of us today, my friend. I'm excited about it. I hope Dusty's having a great vacation. We do have a pretty fun show for you guys. A lot to talk about. But before we get into that, I have some DIY questions.
Again.
I know. Welcome to Sports and DIY with AJ today. We got lots of sports talk to talk about. But, you know, I wasn't here yesterday. Had a bunch of meetings that I had to do. But also
important big time meetings.
Important big time meetings, you know, changing the world, all that jazz. But also, we're building a patio in our backyard. And so I know nothing about farm machinery or patio or whatever.
Yeah, you told me what this tool is, and I had to Google search it. And it's really sad.
So yesterday, I'm like gung-ho because I'm like, oh my gosh, I was off from COIN, but I had a bunch of meetings. But still, my whole afternoon was free, which never happens, especially on a weekday. Never happens. So I was like, what do I do with all this time? I can't just sit around and be idle. So I was like, patio. We're tackling it. So
now, what time was this?
It was about 3.
This was 3 in the afternoon, said, it's time to build a patio. Your mind was like,
yes,
this is it. Screw 8 a.m.
There's no sports on. Like, what? Ted Lasso comes out today. I couldn't watch it last night.
Oh, damn, really?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm watching.
I know. This is a big deal. So it was like that perfect. It was like, I don't see another window, right? I'm a planner. So I look like a month down the road and I'm like, oh my gosh, we got people in every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out next week for a little bit. Like, this was the day. If we were going to get started, this was the day. So I start figuring out, how do I build a patio? How do I, you know, whatever. So we have a little corner section. And I go down to my local little rental store, who was fantastic, Johnson Creek Rentals, and they were like, oh, you need a 5-horsepower till. And I'm like, all righty then.
And this was the point in the story where I looked it up because I like, it's one of those things where I know what a till is in my head. Like, right. I know it's garden equipment.
Right.
I don't know what a till does.
Yeah, me
neither.
It's
pretty pathetic.
But basically, you get this thing. And it's powered, right? And so that means this thing will take off, which is like pretty terrifying. Like anytime a machine feels like it could have a mind of its own, I get a little freaked out.
Yeah.
So I get this till. He explains it to me the whole nine yards, did great, whatever. I get it home and my husband comes home from work and I had warned him. This wasn't a surprise. He knew this was a patio night, afternoon, whatever.
Right. So you texted him before and he got the text and he was like, damn it.
No, I gave him the option. I said, hey. 3 o'clock, I could kind of go either way. We've been talking about this patio thing for a while. Could also just grab a beer, have a date night, whatever. And he was like, nah, let's tackle it, which is really a sign of true love.
Has Robert ever given you like the answer you didn't want and then you were just like, okay?
Well, I really was okay yesterday.
Do you do the convincing follow-up text where you're like, yeah, but...
Well, sometimes I feel like I feel like I consider all options, and I just want to make sure he also has considered the options.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So if he then, after my follow-up text, is like, no, I don't think we should do this, then I'm like, all right, fair. As long as we both considered all the options that I feel, which I recognize is like, you know, not great wife 101.
You back Robert into a corner.
No, I did not. Yesterday, I really, truly would have been fine grabbing a beer, sitting on a river somewhere. It would have been fine. But we both have really wanted to do this patio. So we get the, and the real surprise here is not the till, because the till actually worked like a charm. Mm. Not a very big patio that we're building, just a little corner one. So it's like, you know, taking off. Robert's doing a lot of it because bursitis, so
yeah,
couldn't do a
course.
Ton of it. Yeah.
Did you tell the guy at the hardware store you had bursitis?
Well, I had my little brace thing on, but he didn't ask any questions about it.
Bless his heart. He sees you with your bursitis elbow brace on. He's like, this lady's going to go till a yard.
He's like,
all right.
Send up a prayer for her husband. That's what that he knew. I told him, I was like, husband's going to help, you know, whatever.
Right.
But I did a lot of the shoveling, right? Because the till, all it does is it like digs into the into the ground, stirs it all up. And then someone, me, must do all the shoveling, right? So the dirt has to go somewhere.
Right.
So that was my entire evening. I'm thinking, this is a story of my life. Anybody who does DIY or like projects knows this. Oh, this is going to take 2 hours, maybe three. We ordered a pizza from one of the pizza places that our fan text line was so kind to text in a few weeks ago when we were named the best pizza city in America. No. We were out there until 9:30 at night. We worked from like 5:30 to 9:30 on this patio. The good news, the ground has been tilled, the dirt has been moved, so we are prepped for like lining the pretty stuff. Done all the hard work.
Do you find it hard to like be in quiet?
Yeah, I don't.
Is that hard for you?
Yes.
It's hard for me, too. You take it up another level. The only reason I'm asking you this is because my wife says the same thing. Like, I can turn it off at a certain point, but I'm a pretty high-energy person when it comes to just doing stuff.
Yep.
And so, like, it's one of those things of, like, if things are too quiet, I'm kind of like, all right, what's up here?
Yep.
Like, why aren't things percolating right now?
I'm sure a psychologist would come in and say that it's a problem that we can't be within our own thoughts for too long. But is not about today's show. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how Will and I like to get things done. And I'm now at the stage where I am taking any suggestions on the next steps here. I know I need to get some edging for my patio. But if anybody has built a patio, has any tips and tricks so that I avoid disaster this weekend to any extent possible.
P2 Jim saying handheld rototillers on hard clay ground is rodeo season, or when you hit a root. So basically you might have hit a root or something like you. I guess that's what you want to try to avoid is what I'm getting from that.
Right. And I did look. Someone texted in saying making sure there's no gas or electric. I did do that. We did know.
Oh, you're smarter than me.
Yeah, we did know. And we're not doing it. It wasn't super deep. It was like. Part of it was a planter bed. Part of it was grass. And so we didn't have to go. We went like, I think it was 3 or 4 inches was sort of what we tried to do. So
your neighbors pissed at you?
Oh, no, they're all about it.
Oh,
he's
really?
The one who told us because they've lived in the house that they've lived in for a long time. So they knew like when the sewer had been put in and all this jazz.
That's
so they
super
were great.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. No, they're excited about it. Everyone, you know, everyone likes when the neighborhood gets invested in. And this will be great because they don't have to hear our part of the reason is that we wanted to have a space sort of more in the backyard because can't see my garden from the deck that the rats live under.
Right.
Well, and the rats are clearly lived under. So I got to build a new space because I'm not occupying the same space as the rats.
You want a good view to watch the mint not grow.
No, the mint is a forest, my friend.
The mint is a forest. Sorry, I meant the tomatoes, the real stuff.
No, it is growing. I made pesto the other day with my basil.
Whoa.
My onions are growing. I have 3 tomato plants that are chaotic. So I'll bring in some vegetables next week.
Bring in some of that stuff because then I would like to make a tomato sauce.
All right. Well, they're not quite ripe yet, but when they're ripe, I'll bring them in. I got big world tomatoes. I got some other kind of tomato that I have to look at the label. And then I have the little grape. What are they called? The grape tomatoes or the cherry tomatoes?
Oh,
the little
cherry
ones.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Dude, you get some mozzarella.
Those.
Oh, this
I know.
Is a good one. My wife used to do this. You get a little piece of crouton bread. It's probably wrong. It's just like some fancy bread. You go to the market and you get fancy bread. You slice it. Then you put the cherry tomato on it. Mm-hmm. Then you take a slice of mozzarella.
Caprese.
You do a little Caprese guy. You put some olive oil on that.
Yeah.
Let it bake.
Yep.
350 for about 15 minutes.
Yep. Top it with a basil leaf.
Yes. I'm
telling you, we getting bougie with this garden. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun. this DIY. And yeah, I got to see my garden grow. Yeah. Watch them grow.
Also, good for you for having those neighbors that are so nice.
I mean, they're so nice.
That's like one of the worst parts I think about. Because actually on 4th of July, we were having my brother and his wife over. And we got a little brick square deck.
Yeah.
It's a little brick square with some furniture. And then there's a yard and what have you. But like I went out there because I had to leaf blow it.
Oh.
And I felt bad because as I was leaf blowing it at like noon, they were doing their celebrations at noon. We're going to do ours at 4 or 5 o'clock. Yeah, and as I'm leaf blowing, I look over. Everyone in that 12-person family is looking over at me like,
because you're making such a racket. Yeah,
really, a-hole? We're trying to celebrate America's independence over here. I felt really bad.
Impeccable timing, Will.
Oh, I know. I felt bad, but I was like, well, when the hell else do you want me to do this? But I don't know. We haven't talked to them since.
I did really want to. I did have the concern last night that like 9:30 was too late to be tilling because it was like, you know, this like loud noise. But thankfully we got it done because I didn't want to do it at 7 a.m. because I didn't want to be those neighbors. So anyway, that's why I made productive use of my afternoon off. But we got a lot of sports to talk about today. It's kind of a big Friday for, what are we in, July? Yeah.
This is a massive Friday.
Massive Friday.
You don't get these too often.
No. So we got a lot of Blazers talk. We'll get to that next because sounds like they're running it back. But also, I have a question for you. We're going to talk about this later in the show. If you were wanting some help in rolling out a new, like a PR decision that your organization had made, who would be the best voice to help you roll that out that would lend the audience to being for your decision? Because Cleveland, the baseball team, did this today. And I think they picked one of the best voices in America to do it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Got some Team USA talk. Oh, yeah. Also, Big 12, Texas, Oklahoma, they are no longer with their family.
It's
so we're
going to
break that down with Sam Kahn, who is, according to his Twitter bio, a Texpert. That's perfect.
For a the Texpert?
Texpert. Like Texas.
Oh, Tex. Oh, Texpert. Okay. I thought you meant like texting.
No. Oh. Texpert. With The Athletic, Chris Haynes going to jump on today at 1 to talk Blazers, Team USA, Norman Powell. A lot of that to get to. But first and foremost, the Blazers sound like they're running it back. What could that mean for Dame's future in Portland? You're listening to Adrian and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Happy Friday, everybody. You are listening to AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan. AJ and Will today, though.
What a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, unless you are a Blazers fan who would like to see change this offseason.
So Blazers fans?
So, yes, most Blazers fans out there.
Blazers fans, the general.
The general Trailblazers fan. Yeah, because Jason Quick of The Athletic publishing a story yesterday before he went on primetime with Isaac and Souk, saying the Blazers sound like they're going to run it back for another year, which means probably not moving CJ McCollum. Looking at Yusuf Nurkic coming back. And, of course, Norman Powell remains in the highest of priorities for the Blazers. Now, the question is, what about Dame, right? Because a few weeks ago from Team USA media availability, he said, and I quote, "I don't know how you can look at this roster and believe it's a championship roster." So that's a conundrum. Because if this is not a championship roster and Dame wants a championship and Neil Olshey's plan is to run it back, something has to give here. And we don't quite know what that is. We know from Jason's article that re-signing Norman Powell is a top priority. We've known that basically from when he got here. That was part of it. You don't trade away Gary Trent Jr., who's one of your best, sort of your budding young stars, if you don't believe that Norman Powell can be an immediate help.
Also, because they put him up there. I mean, I know it's kind of funny, but like they put him up in that house in like Oswego. They did the whole suite thing. Like I remember from the article Quick had written about him that like this was the hardest in the Neil Olshey era that they had pushed to like making a guy feel welcome in the city, a guy that was not drafted but acquired through trade or free agency.
Right. They made it very clear from the beginning, from him coming from Toronto, hey, we want you. Mm-hmm. We want you long term. Now, if you're Norman Powell, obviously you're going to garner some money this offseason. It doesn't sound like from this article the Blazers are all that concerned about going into the luxury tax because they're going anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't sound like they're all that concerned about the money. But again, their biggest concern has been, should be, and will be Damian Lillard and his happiness. Because if I'm Norman Powell, yes, I'm interested in the money to some extent, but also I want to know what kind of team am I signing on to stay with? Because I'm not signing on to a team that has a franchise star, the most beloved trailblazer in decades, if not ever, who's unhappy. Because why would I do that? He's probably looking at a multi-year deal. We're not talking about just this year, right? So if you're the Blazers, you have to look at Damian Lillard. And I look around at not just the example in the NBA, but then you look at like Davante Adams. Mm-hmm. He's coming out today saying his contract negotiations have broken down with the Packers. Figure it out with Aaron Rodgers because I'm not interested in the money. Okay. And then you look at where Norman Powell came from, right? The Raptors broke up DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry.
Yep.
In order to win a title. So Norman Powell has experience of how hard it can be to make a necessary change to build a championship roster. He also knows that you don't sign on for multiple years in a franchise where the star may not be there for multiple years. So this article that Jason put out is interesting. It's almost like the next iteration of moving the needle, right?
Yeah.
Neil Olshey is interested in improving, not necessarily changing.
Well, and I think the thing that I've kind of started to think about with this whole news coming out is, you know, we focused so much on that day when the True Hoop story came out about Neil Olshey and Chauncey Billups flying to Las Vegas to go have this meeting with Damian Lillard. And, considering that this was probably going to be the last face-to-face they would have before Lillard went to Tokyo.
Yep.
And so if the last face-to-face they had then resulted in this news leak, which if we know anything about Quick and his relationship with the team, a lot of what he does report, we can kind of assume comes from management, or in this case, you know, quote unquote, Neil Olshey in certain cases. It's interesting to see that that's the decision that he came to, that after speaking to Damian Lillard and after Damian Lillard coming out in public and making all these statements, this is the kind of stuff that they're leaking out to basically signal to the rest of the NBA, this is what we're trying to do. The worrying part about that is possibly they spoke to Dame, went after some really big targets, say like Ben Simmons, Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, you could even float out the idea, maybe they went after Jimmy Butler and threw the table at Miami and said, look, Dame's off limits. You can have whatever you want, though. Just put a price tag or, you know, give us a list.
Yeah.
And that all of those teams just went, no, that is a non-starter for us.
Yeah.
And so it took about 2 weeks for the Blazers to run through every dream scenario and have it fail. And now they're at the point where it's like, nope, we're running it back.
Yep.
It's really concerning.
Well, it's concerning because it does feel like settling, right?
Yeah.
Like it feels like you're, it doesn't, like you said, it feels like you're settling for running it back. Feels like you have to do that. And truthfully, we knew that was going to happen with this team because of the situation that they're in. So we'll go into that more, get some of your feedback on the Blazers reportedly running it back next year after Will with SportsCenter.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
12:34 right here on The Fan. AJ and Dusty on Friday. AJ and Will with you instead. What? We're talking Blazers because Jason Quick wrote an article yesterday, Trailblazers Insider for The Athletic, wrote an article yesterday basically saying the Blazers are running it back.
What?
That's the plan. They're sticking with it. According to Quick's report, that is where they're leaning. And of course, running it back does mean re-signing Norman Powell. And that is the biggest thing. First and foremost, they have to do that. If they do not, chaos in the streets.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow. You're really sounding chaos. The alarm here.
Just saying. They can't re-sign Norm. There's some chaos. It's going to be involved.
There's going to be riots downtown. People
just
holding
chaos.
Holding
no,
Norm's
like
head up sign.
Level of chaos. Oh, okay, not okay. Like actual worldly chaos. We're talking just like regular sports chaos.
Like people getting pissed on Twitter.
Yeah,
is what you're saying. Okay,
exactly. Right. Very different.
I feel a little bit better now. You're making me think I was going to have to like shutter my home. And
in Hillsboro?
We want Norm!
No. Not what I'm talking about. Just the normal sports chaos. People screaming on Twitter. All that jazz. So, Jason, in addition to writing his article yesterday, he went on primetime with Isaac and Souk. We got some audio from him there. The first one that I want to play for you guys is obviously in that availability with Damian Lillard. Jason asked him, hey, Have you talked to Neil? Have you talked to Jody Allen, Trailblazers owner? And he said, yep, I've had conversations. Deferred on answering if those conversations were with both of them in the room or one-on-one. So when asked where Jody is in all of this, here's what Jason had to say.
Where's Jody Allen on all this? Do we have any idea?
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Perfect. No insides on the Vulcans, huh?
No. I mean, I do know that she's committed to paying the tax.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Yes. She's all in on that. And they will be over the tax, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, they're there with their four starters, with Nurk, Cove, Lillard, and McCollum. So, yeah, she's on board with that.
Yeah.
All right.
That first response, though, just the way he said.
Like a snicker beforehand. Huh.
Where's Jody Allen on all this? Do we have any idea?
Who knows? Who knows?
It's never good when someone goes, huh.
Yeah.
It's like oh, gosh.
Who knows?
Yeah. Ugh. Not great. But if we're looking at this glass half full, which we are, because it's freaking Friday and we're going to do that. Okay. She's willing to go into luxury tax. I mean, she had to, yeah. But she's willing to. So that means you're looking at what it's going to take to re-sign Norman Powell and what can you do to build around, right? Cause we know Damian Lillard, you can put him against almost any point guard in the league. I would put him against almost any point guard in the league. I like his odds, right?
One-on-one.
Love your odds. Mm. Where we see the difference is in the second player, right? Who's around your star? Do you have other stars? Doesn't necessarily have to be at the same position, right? I mean, the Blazers have gone with the guards as their stars. But we have seen other teams, and it's all about that second star. Can your second star be better, be more impactful than their second star? So you're talking about an Anthony Davis. You're talking about a Chris Middleton. These are who you're comparing your second star to in their impact, not necessarily their scoring or exact stats, because obviously different positions. But you want to know if your second star can impact the game like everyone else's second star.
And I think, too, we saw it so much in these finals this season.
Yes.
You know, like the attention was put on Giannis. And at the end of the day, when they got the trophy and they got the title and they got the glory, it all got deferred to Giannis because Giannis is the MVP.
Right.
He's the face of the franchise. He's the guy on the billboards and everything. But I mean, there's a solid argument to be made that Chris Middleton was maybe not half, but the 40% that was important to winning that title. Of course, the rest of the roster too, getting Drew Holiday, having Brooke Lopez come out of nowhere with some incredible games during the playoffs. But like having Chris Middleton be able to take over late in games, like hitting that jumper late in game six or saving their ass during the Nets series.
Yep.
That's what the Blazers have been missing. That's why you want to dream of going after guys like Jimmy Butler or Karl Anthony Towns. But the more realistic one that everybody wants to float to, that doesn't necessarily solve at least that problem. The idea of getting Ben Simmons, that's vague because we know what Ben Simmons does in crunch time.
Very true.
He folds.
I mean, not always. And he does do defense.
Yes, he does do defense good. Yes.
So
like that ESPY thing where they said that all of his bricks built the charity.
That was so brutal. My gosh.
That was brutal for the ESPYs.
A lot of shade. Like bringing out the two kids.
Yeah.
My gosh. If you missed it, I'm sure it's on Twitter somewhere. But basically they said that Ben Simmons was building an orphanage with all the bricks that he put up in the playoffs. And they like rolled out two little cute little girls who were like, thanks, Ben Simmons. Brutal. Anyway, so if the Blazers are running it back, you have to look at that second position at CJ and you have to say, okay, if we can't upgrade there, if we're choosing not to upgrade there because we're running it back, then you have to look at 3, 4, and 5 and you have to make sure that you're one and at least two of those other positions, 3, 4, 3, 5, 4, 5, whatever it is, they have to be better and like substantially better than the other teams. 3, 4, and 5. And I think that's what they think that would happen, right? If they re-signed Norman Powell. There's some numbers in Quick's article that were kind of interesting when talking about this whole defense thing too, because obviously we know Terry Stotts was very offensive-minded. He did bring in somebody to try and help with the defense at one point, but it wasn't a true commitment. So Chauncey has made it clear it's going to be a commitment. In Jason's article, he talked about, you know, before CJ got hurt, he was in the 88th percentile of players per defensive possession. Norman Powell, 93rd. Yusuf Nurkic, 97th. Mm. And then Covington at 78th. So, not awful. But again, is that going to be enough? Damian Lillard is tired of being good in the regular season. Damian Lillard is tired of having it thrown, oh, eight consecutive playoff bursts, and look at us in the three seed or the four seed, whatever, it doesn't matter. He wants to go deep in the playoffs. And in order to do that, you have got to make significant upgrades to the starters and, in the Blazers' case, the bench, because that defense on the bench was abhorrent.
Well, yeah, and you're relying on Carmelo Anthony for your points. And
right.
You just, I mean, you know, obviously, if this was 6 years ago, it's like, okay, that's an incredible steal you got there. But at this point, Carmelo Anthony is tapped out when it comes to scoring in crunch time. He's had some pretty good shots over these past two seasons.
Yeah.
He was rather impressive in the bubble, but
very impressive.
You know, when it came to the playoffs this year, you can't pad points on the bench with a guy like Melo, who's a veteran, and then expect somebody like CJ to actually operate your offense while Damon's on the bench. CJ doesn't operate an offense. CJ picks his spots, and that's pretty much it. There's not a lot of ball movement when that happens.
Right.
Somebody from the text line saying, Norm is a better CJ. Trade CJ for length. Doesn't need to be a superstar, but build around Dame with shooters and versatility on defense. I swear this is Neil O'Shea, because that sounds like something that we've been trying to do. And I don't mean to offend that texter at all. I'm sorry, but like, this is what we've been trying to do for these past 10 years. Mm. Once we figured out Damian Lillard was special, that was the plan. And it seems like we've been trying to do that year in, year in, year out. But it's like the formula is broken now. They got to do something.
They have to. And I think I come back to, a lot of it hinges on Norman Powell, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Norm Powell is not going to just be about the money. This guy has won a ring. He knows what it takes to win a championship. He knows sometimes the hard decisions that are required to make a championship. And until you figure out what Dame wants, and when he says this is not a championship roster, I'm concerned that they're running it back. Until you figure out that Dame is happy and you almost get him to, he doesn't have to say it publicly, but you need to make sure Norm knows that. You're going to be hung up on re-signing Norman Powell.
Yep.
Is how I feel about that. So that's your Blazers talk. It's the off season. We're going to talk a little bit more with Chris Haynes coming up. He's the one who broke the Norman Powell news. We're going to talk to him at 1 o'clock. But before then, we got to talk about some bling, because the Buccaneers, you know, everyone's like, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks took that to another level. We're talking Super Bowl rings when we come back. You know, well, I like jewelry as much as any other woman out there. Not a huge jewelry person. I don't like it hindering with my day-to-day, right? So, like, I'm not going to do rings that get stuck in my hair or...
Pearls?
Pearls are fine. I don't... Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm like a fan of like the Tahitian pearls, like the ones
that's that right over my head.
Well, it's like there's like anything that has to do with the ocean.
Oh, okay.
I'm in. Okay.
All right, I got you.
So
all
those
right.
are like my I'm friend in Hawaii used to make jewelry. She would have the Tahitian pearls. So I like those. I think my husband got me a pearl for Christmas 1 year before I covered the Rose Bowl. It was very sweet. So I'm already like a pretty subtle person when it comes to jewelry. You know who is not subtle? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
This Super Bowl ring is insane.
Yeah. It's mammoth. It is all diamonds.
Ginormous. It is all diamonds. 319 of them, to be specific, to represent the 31-9 thumping that they put on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So... there's a whole lot of hidden. I am a sentimental person when it comes to jewelry. So if there's a meaning behind it, that's why like ocean means a lot to me, whatever.
Got it.
There's a lot of meaning in this Super Bowl ring. There's 9 diamonds on the left that represents the 9 points allowed in the Super Bowl. There's 8 on each side to represent their 8 straight wins, the longest in franchise history. Personalized, of course. There's the saying, one team, one cause, which has been the team's mantra under Bruce Arians. But the real headliner here, the top comes off of the ring.
What?
Yeah.
Can you hide snacks in it or what?
I don't know that it's large enough to hide snacks.
Like, could I get a Nature Valley bar in there?
Definitely not.
Okay.
However, if you would like a replica of Raymond James Stadium, you can put that in there. Inside, when you take the top off,
there's a
replica of Raymond James Stadium, where, of course, the Bucks play and won their Super Bowl. And around the outside is TB31 KC9. So score around, you know, just like really in case you missed it. This is what the Bucks won by. They got their scores against Green Bay, New Orleans, also in there. And then they have one more diamond, just for good measure, right at the tunnel where the Bucks ran out for the Super Bowl.
That's kind of badass.
It's pretty cool.
Though I will say, I'm pretty sure all those players, when they actually got the ring, because, you know, they do this every year. When they get the rings, they hold some ceremony.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they're all dressed up and everything. And, you know, when they explain it to them, I remember seeing this with the Patriots whenever they filmed theirs. Mm-hmm. Like, all the players are not listening to the relevance.
Well,
like,
you have 319 diamonds sitting in front of you. I'm not listening either.
I'm just looking at it on my hand like, oh, my gosh, this is bigger than my coffee table.
It's ginormous. Like, it would be about the size of my wrist, I think.
I think what's kind of interesting about these Super Bowl rings is that there was this guy, Ken Taylor, in the Portland area. I don't think Kenny lives here anymore, but he was a trainer in the Portland area, and my brother and I worked with him in high school, and he was a member of the 1985 Super Bowl winning Bears.
Oh.
And so he had a Super Bowl ring.
Oh.
One of the things I found out, two of the things I found out about a Super Bowl ring, one, they actually give you two of them. You get two. One you get to keep yourself. Now, maybe this has changed since then, but you get one for yourself, and then you get one to give to a family member,
a
significant other, what have you. But the other thing is that back then, boy, there really wasn't a lot to them. And actually, he kept his on his keychain.
What?
Yeah, which kind of blew my mind because I was like,
oh my gosh,
dude. Why are you keeping that there? And he was like, you know something? My mom has the other one stashed away in her house in California. Like, that's safe and everything. He's like, but if you look at this ring now, given this was back in like 06, but he's like, if you look at this ring now, he's like, there's not a lot to it. And he was kind of right. It was just gold, and it had a pretty big diamond in the middle. Well, that was it.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is the most expensive Super Bowl ring ever produced.
Oh, yeah.
So...
yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
And I'm not wearing it, right?
Like, oh, you're like not every day?
Like maybe ever. I might wear it like to an event, but I'm going full sneakerhead with this ring. I'm going, you bring the box with you. You don't put it on until you're about to walk onto the stage or into the event or whatever. Putting the box in my purse. As soon as anything comes out that like could hinder my ability with this ring or damage the ring, and it's going right back in the box.
Yeah, now that's where you and
photos
I are.
Photos for the gram.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
That's where you and I are just going to disagree. I'm wearing that thing every chance I get.
What if you damage it?
Well, then I damage it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's a ring that has a massive amount of diamonds on it. Like, I always feel like stuff like that, like, you can't really prominently put it in your house. Though, you know, I'm saying that now. I'm sure somebody could figure out a way where they, like, encase it and put it on their mantle or everything, but it's not something where it's like a trophy. It's like it's a ring.
This thing is huge. I'm pretty sure my childhood like participation trophies that I got are smaller than this ring.
What's bigger, the ring or the bursitis on your elbow?
Well, now the ring. Used to be the bursitis though.
The bursitis
when it
shrunk.
First happened, it was definitely the bursitis. So anyway, if you have a Super Bowl ring or any like champion ring of kind, I would love to hear how you manage this, because to me that's like pretty stressful. So text us 503-250-1080. If you've got one of these, I'm not talking like a high school letterman's jacket, but if you have a ring, like a honking ring.
College ring?
College ring, yeah.
I got a college ring. I got a Oregon State. Like, but it was like a graduation ring.
No. Not talking about that. I'm talking about like a ring that you get for winning a league or something like that. Mm. I want to know, where does it live? like in your house or on your hand. How do you deal with it? Because to me, having 319 diamonds in my possession just sounds pretty stressful for the most part.
How much do you think you could sell this thing for?
Oh, gosh. I'm also really bad with understanding the value of diamonds.
Yeah, me too. I feel like, though...
I feel like that's something guys are better at typically, because traditionally men have been the ones to have to look at prices.
Oh, no. We're horrible at it, actually. Perfect. Yeah, this is like the one place where we get swindled. This is like
the
where...
The only place you get swindled? Is that what you said?
This is one of...
Okay.
Let me tell you something. When I went to get my wife her engagement ring at Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was a woman like walking me around and really playing up these diamonds and telling me the history of them and everything.
Yeah.
And I think she kind of missed the mark, because I was like, I don't really care about that. Like, here's my budget.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what can I get for this?
Yep. That's how I shop. I say like, this is the limit. I want you to show me everything I can get within this.
Yeah.
That was not the case. Tampa went all out with these Super Bowl rings.
As they should.
As they should. That's right. As they should. All right. Well, we briefly dipped out of it. We are jumping headfirst back into it. More basketball talk with Chris Haynes when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.